This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly supported by McDelivery, bringing you the food you love. McDelivery brings a top-tier lineup of food right to your door. No matter the result, you'll always be winning with McDelivery, just like Leicester City this season. So the only thing left to say is, you in? Order now on the McDonald's app, and you can also get rewards points delivered too. So that ordering today means some tasty rewards for tomorrow. Only via app at participating restaurants, 18 plus. Rewards registration required. Points only on menu items. Delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
95% of Uber Eats orders are on time, which is great. Because when I want my spicy shrimp pad Thai, I want it on time. Because, baby, there's no time like the present. Especially when it's pad Thai related. But on the off chance your order is late, Uber Eats will give you 3 months, $0 delivery fee with a free Uber One membership. On time, pad Thai, baby.
On time claim based on latest arrival time shown after order is placed. Offer ends 2/19/2023. Current Uber One members not eligible. Subscription will auto renew at $9.99 each month. Starting 3 months from initial enrollment. See uber.com/Uber1 for terms. Benefits available only for eligible stores. Order minimums apply.
Strap yourself in,
because we're set up, switched on, and ready to go.
You are watching and listening to Chris and Leicester Till I Die TV on YouTube
and your favorite podcasts.
England! England!
Your first choice for everything Leicester City.
Tune in
and join in now.
And now, here's your host.
All right, Chris.
All right, peeps, good evening. How the devil are you? Well, I hope. Excuse me. God, I need a fag. I hope you are all well, and I don't before anybody says. We're having a change. It's not the Women's Euros for once, although that, of course, will be back tomorrow with the big game. Can we go one better than the men and win it? We will find out, obviously, if we can get to the final first tomorrow. But we are back to our Monday nights, 9 o'clock, normal time, for our World Cup preview, when we're going to be going through the groups from A to H. And we're actually, believe it or not, we are on H this week. It has flown by. It has flown by. Can I ask you, though, if you would all do me a favour, that is, do what it says there, or even says there, subscribe to the channel, Leicester Till I Die TV. Thank you for watching if you are, and if you are watching and you have subscribed, please smash those likes. It does help with the old algorithm. As well as if you are listening on your favourite platform, podcast platform, I'm going to have to get a new set of teeth. I can never say that. And then thank you very much for lending me your ears. All other thing I'd ask you to do is there are companies that support us as a channel. And if you would support them, that would be great. They are all listed below in the YouTube description. But here they are.
Leicester lead again.
The goals are flowing here now.
The Leicester Till I Die shop is now open.
For all your Leicester Till I Die merchandise,
visit the Leicester Till I Die shop at our website.
Indeed, and we'll say hello to my co-host, Doug. Good evening, Doug. How the devil are you?
Good evening. I can't believe it's the last one. It's absolutely flown by.
It has. It will be November, and it will be here before we even know it. So I want to say, FreeRetro.com, who do the retro football shirts, got this one from there. They've got a great selection of England World Cup shirts, unfortunately. They don't have many Scottish ones, but, you know, we have to live with that. I have to get a dig in every show. Come on, Doug. I have to get a dig
in. Of course, of course.
We're going to say hi to Elijah, who is in the chat. Hope you are well, sir. Not seen you before, so you are welcome along. Please subscribe if you haven't done already. We really do appreciate it. I mean, we've had the Women's Euros, which has kept us going through the summer, but... And I'm loving it. And I think the football is really good. And I think looking forward to the World Cup, I think there's a lot the men can probably learn from the women, as in, you know, the diving aspect, the arguing with the referee. I'm not saying it doesn't go on, but it's 90% better.
Yeah, 100%. And, you know, I think it's making us in the mood to, you know, it's getting us in the mood now for the World Cup to come around in November.
Yes, yeah. And of course, before that, we've got the start of the Premier League in just 2 weeks' time.
I know. It's just, this year is absolutely flying by. Like goodness me, like obviously I'm with you on like Wednesday for the France Germany. Yeah. I'm actually with you on Saturday for the Community Shield as well.
Yes, indeed. No longer called the English Super Cup. Well, it is for a few days more.
Of course.
But of course, it is coming. It is coming from the amazing stadium that is King Power.
Yes, absolutely. I kind of wish now that I was there. But maybe one day I'll get to the King Power.
I still say it still seems a bit of an odd one, if you like, for the King Power. But, you know, we will take it. As holders, you see, they're probably... I mean, England came second at Eurovision, but we are now officially going to host it. We were the last winners of the Community Shield, so perhaps they felt honoured to give it to us. I don't know.
I know. And obviously, just quickly on that Eurovision, apparently they're going to be choosing the host city, I think, in the next coming months. I think there's going to be like a voting thing.
Yeah.
And apparently Edinburgh is actually one of the listed ones. So we'll wait and see.
Liverpool is one as well, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes. Yes. I just thought they'd pick somewhere that had the facilities to hold it, but if you've got to be, yeah. I suppose it's fair enough, you know, gives everybody a chance then. We just hope it's not, you know, Sepp Blatter that's having to decide where it ends up.
Yeah, I mean, funnily enough, I think it was you that said to me, I bet Ukraine win. Watch what happens after that.
You froze then, mate. Sorry, we didn't get any of that then.
Oh, I was just saying, I think it was you that actually said to me that watch this, Ukraine win Eurovision, where are they going to bloody host it?
Yeah, well, exactly, yes. Yeah. We know. Well, we're paying for the damn thing because, of course, the BBC, it's our licence fee, but that's for another show. That is for another show altogether.
Absolutely.
Tonight, we are talking about this little beauty, and I'll say good evening to James. I didn't before, but welcome along, James. Qatar 2022. I'm still not sure about Qatar. I mean, we saw it even in the heat of you know, the summer here, we saw the players are having to take constant water breaks. Yeah. I mean, they say it's air-conditioned, but surely if that's the case, that I presume all the stadiums then are, you know, covered.
You'd imagine so, yeah. I mean, goodness, I mean, there was no way we'd be able to play a World Cup in the summer of Qatar. I mean, like 40, 50 degrees Celsius over there. And yes, I know, obviously, I know it's obviously like 20-30 when it's the winter. that's still even warm for winter, especially. But we'll just need to wait and see how it unfolds. But it's still a bit bizarre how it's in Qatar, well, in my opinion.
Yeah, I mean, like I said to you, I get that FIFA want to spread, you know, the game around to countries that don't, you know, haven't maybe, like America, when they first went to America, it grows the sport worldwide, but you've still got to be sensible in where it's going to. And like I said, I just hope that Qatar, I don't see how they can make use of the facility, because I've said to you, didn't I, about the one in South Africa, you know, the final ground is now overrun next to a township. It hasn't really made any difference to the country, but I don't know. I can't see it making a lot of difference to Qatar either. I can't see them suddenly using all these stages, but I could be wrong.
I mean, there's a few countries that have like wanted to host the World Cup. Like Portugal had the Euros, I think, in 2004. Mm. Well, that was the infamous one, the Greece one. And I think a country like Portugal would be welcome to the World Cup, because you've obviously got the Stadium of Light in Benfica. You've got the Estádio Dragão in Porto.
They've got enough.
Yep.
Sorry, carry on, Doug.
No, they actually have enough stadiums to host it. So I think Portugal should be considered as maybe one of the World Cup hosts in the future.
Yeah, and I mean, I think we can see from next World Cup, when it's, you know, Mexico, Canada, and the USA, that it may be now that with the cost of it, that it's got to be spread through a few countries. But, you know, my argument is, you know, this is the third time Mexico will have hosted it. And you've got some countries out there in South America, Bolivia, Peru, that haven't hosted it yet. We know obviously why, although, as I said last time, Swiss courts would argue with me, but we do know why these countries get it. But it should go to different countries, definitely. But anyway, we're in Qatar, we're stuck with it. I'm sure that it'll all come out in the wash. I guess I always say these are the key dates. 6th of August. Oh, God, Premier League season starts. If you're an Arsenal fan, then you start, I think, is that the Friday the 6th? Yes, it starts on the 5th, I think, actually, for Arsenal.
Aye, away at Palace, which is not an easy game at all.
No, and I bet their fans still won't be happy by then. November the 12th to the 13th, the final round of Premier League matches. World Cup starts on the 21st. It finishes on December the 18th with the World Cup final. And we're back Boxing Day with Premier League action. When, of course, Leicester will probably, well, we will be at some point. I think it's New Year's Eve this time we actually host Liverpool. But we always have a Merseyside Christmas in some form or another. And those are the champions this century. It's basically, as the film says, Usual Suspects, isn't it there?
Yeah, you could say that.
Yeah, no, it's it's a competition. And of course, this is how many times it's only a select few, isn't it? There's only actually 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 8 countries that have actually won it over the years. It's amazing to think that, isn't it?
It is pretty bonkers that we haven't like got like a African nation in there yet, but maybe an African nation is potentially going to shock us this World Cup and maybe win it. But we'll just have to wait and see. But I think if you look at the countries that are obviously in it, I think countries in Africa, they'll be used to this heat. Countries in Asia, they'll be used to this heat. And obviously, like, countries in Europe will be used to this heat as well. But it's the humidity as well. I think that's going to be a big, big factor for the World Cup this year, I think, is the humidity.
Yes, yeah. And I think, in deference to Dan, you know, we should always say, don't pick any gingers. I jest, before anybody has a go at me here. Right, so we've been through all the groups, as we say, and we're down to the last one now, which is Group H, which was always going to be those teams, because there wasn't a gap in there for any playoffs. So let's have a look at them. We've got Portugal, Ghana, Uruguay, and South Korea. And we're going to start with Portugal. Ranked eighth in the world by FIFA. Obviously, Europe they've qualified from. Again, just to say, if anybody hasn't made a note of it, the date they qualified there, the 29th of March, is my birthday. Just saying, you know, for a friend. But they had to go through the playoffs, which was surprising, Doug.
Yes, I think I think people expected Portugal to win this win Group A. That obviously Serbia did win, but they didn't. And full credit to Serbia. But yeah, in the end, I think everyone kind of expected Portugal-Italy playoff final, but it was obviously Portugal against North Macedonia, which obviously Portugal did all go on and win 2-0. I think it's a make or break World Cup for Fernando Santos. I think he is under a lot of pressure as well. And I think it could be the last World Cup that we see Cristiano Ronaldo in as well.
Quite possibly. Look, again, and you don't realise these things, even as old as I am. And I mean, I go back to sort of the sort of 1970 World Cup was the first one I really remember. My dad used to go to the Esso petrol station and get the little silver coins, you know, one for each country that you'd put into your little hole on the board. That was when football was fun and cheap. And I find it, as I'm researching these things, they've only been in 8 World Cup finals.
Yeah, that is quite something. I think it's going to be a very interesting World Cup, because this group for me is a group of death, because I think any one of these four can go through.
Right. Even South Korea, though we will come on to them obviously in more detail, but I thought 3 of 4, but you think all four.
I think all four. I really do. I think this group is one to be watched, I think.
Yeah. Well, just looking at Portugal, the first World Cup they qualified for was actually 1966 in England, when they had the great Eusebio playing for them. And in fairness, they came third. But then again, they didn't qualify again until 1986, when they didn't get out of the group stage and finished the equivalent of 17th. But since they didn't qualify then for 1994 and 98, like I say, I just can't believe I'm saying this. But, you know, they since 2002, they've been at every one, but not with great success. I mean, 2002, they went out in the group stage. All right, 2006 in Germany, they finished in fourth place. 2010, went out the round of 16th. 2014, the group stage. 2018, round of 16. I'm really surprised they've not got a good World Cup record, barring that one fourth place.
I am as well, but if you look at their team, like, it's got bags of like Premier League players, like Jota, Ronaldo, Cancelo, Bernardo Silva, Ruben Diaz, Ruben Neves, Jared Moutinho. Like, this should be a very, very good Portugal side. I haven't mentioned Bruno Fernandes, but he does seem to ghost in the big games, so I expect that again this season. But yeah, Portugal have got a very, very good side. It's whether or not they work well as a team. And I hope they don't heavily rely on Ronaldo to get the goals, because he is 37 now. But it could be very much his last World Cup.
It could indeed. And Tim, welcome along. He's watching us via Facebook. He wants to know where I've got the Premier League trophy from. Don't tell the club. They've not noticed it's missing yet. That's all I'll say. It cost me a lot of money. We'll leave it at that. And if you are watching, if you are new, Tim, why not follow us on Facebook, Leicester Till I Die TV, and check out this guy sat below me as well, Dugout Football Channel on YouTube. Great football channel. Not just he's a Liverpool fan, but we still like him. And he does some great non-Liverpool content as well. So do check both those channels out and subscribe to them if you would. James says you think Portugal should top the group. Well, we'll find out later, because Doug has surprised us with a few of his choices for the groups so far, to say the least. But let's have a look then at what 90minutes.com have to say about Portugal. They've ranked them seventh. You can't see it because of the shape of the border, but they've ranked them seventh. Strength, you always have a chance with Cristiano Ronaldo in your team, as you mentioned. The weakness, that worked so well for Manchester United. The guy who writes this, I love his sarcasm. And his roundup was, any danger of using all your amazing attacking options to play at the very least not terrible attacking football, Fernando Santos. Like you say, does Portugal's success depend on Ronaldo turning up?
Yes, Rumi. Yes, I think so. He's the one that makes them click. He's the messiah of like Portugal, isn't he? He's their main man. So yeah, I think for me, if they have stand any chance of doing anything, I think Ronaldo has to perform.
I think I can't remember which competition it was, but we saw where he was taken off injured, but he was stood at the end of the edge of the pitch, actually probably shouting out instructions more than his manager.
That was when they won the Euros in 2016.
Was it? Right.
Against France.
Right. Talking of said gentlemen, we have sort of one to watch. And again, this is based on 90minutes.com. They pick up, you know, they're what they feel is the one to watch for each team. And it's no surprise that they have gone for this gentleman here. Like you say, you would think with the names they've got in that squad that they should really do well. But this guy, I mean, it's probably his last major tournament, would you say?
Yeah, I would agree. I think, because what would he be the next Euros? He'd be about, I think, 39 at the next Euros. It's debatable whether he would actually be at the next Euros as well. This is the last chance for me. Funnily enough, I did see like a big list of like players who could be in their last like World Cup, and like Messi and Ronaldo were at top of that list. Mm. Lewandowski was another one. Wow. So I think we're potentially seeing the two greatest players, you know, probably playing their last World Cup this year.
Quite possibly. And of course, not wanting to put him in the same bracket, but of course, you know, we're saying players that it's the last World Cup thing. It's Gareth Bale.
Mm-hmm. I would agree.
And it's amazing. Sometimes, you know, I mean, maybe I don't know, but whether Gareth actually regrets choosing Wales, who's to say? Who's to say? Can't put words in his mouth. Surely they'll be reliable on Bruno penalties, says Scott. You could be right there, Scott. You could be right. Welcome along. I hope you are well, sir. I hope you are well.
Yeah, I'll be good, Scott.
We've been saying for ages, well, it seems we've been saying for ages, that this could be the World Cup that sees an African club win it. And we know you said it at the start for this one. And they are getting better each and every year. And there's so many, you know, of those players now that are playing in the Premier League that whether it's a hot or not shouldn't really bother them that much. You know, you look at Leicester, we lose sort of four or five to the AFC every time it's played. So do Liverpool, don't they, you know? What are you, I mean, well, let's have a look at Ghana and then we'll take your thoughts. So the 60th in the world, obviously from the African region. Oh, and again, and I should just point out, if anybody hasn't made a note of it, March the 29th is my birthday, folks. And that was the date they qualified.
Can I just say, cheeky wee plug, Chris? Cheeky wee plug.
Gets the buzzer. Can I just say, I mean, I do know that I put 2022 there. The site that I copied and pasted it from also got it wrong, which is why it is 2022. When I realised I've got to be hurt on it, I just couldn't be asked to go in and change it. They got here by the playoffs, and they've been in four of the last 22 World Cups, which when I'm looking at it here, and that's the African Cup of Nations, let's just find the World Cup, is it was 2006, 10, 14, then obviously this one. And apparently they didn't appear from 1930 to 1958 because they were part of the United Kingdom.
Yeah. I'm glad the Black Stars are back because, like, I think we all remember the 2010 World Cup. And
yes,
I think the saying that Ghana are out for redemption against Uruguay would be the understatement of the year. Because we all know about that game, Luis Suarez handball, and then Asamoah Gyan missed the resulting penalty, and then I think Uruguay went on to win on penalties, I think, if I remember rightly. So big redemption as well. Another thing about Ghana, Chris Hughton manages them now.
Yes, it you said last week, indeed, yes.
So that is going to be very, very intriguing as well. And funnily enough, I know Ghana and South Korea are actually in the same group. I actually remember it was way back in 2006. Now, this is going way, way back. I actually remember going to a friendly at Easter Road Stadium between South Korea and Ghana. And Ghana won that game 3-1. Wow. So I still have the scarf from that day. It's hidden somewhere in the it's hidden somewhere in here. But
you could have got it out for us today. Today would have been I could have.
But I think Ghana. It's an interesting one because there's actually a few players like Tariq Lamptey. I think Inaki Williams as well. That's like joining them as well. So I'm actually looking forward to seeing Ghana play because I think, and as Elijah says there, like Tariq Lamptey, Hudson-Odoi, and Aki Williams and Nketiah, they're all joining this time around. So very exciting times for Ghana. Very exciting times ahead.
And the interesting thing is, Elijah, I don't think either of us were writing them off because Doug says this is a very much a group of death and any of the four could qualify. And I actually said three of the four, with South Korea being the one that I don't think will qualify. So I think we're not, you know, writing off a Ghanaian at all. And we'll say good luck to you. You know, for me personally, obviously I want England to win it. Doug, obviously being Scottish, doesn't. But if we're not to win it, I would love to see an African country win it for the first time or one of the smaller nations. That's what we love about football, is those teams coming through and getting the chance to do that. I mean, looking at their AFC record, they've actually won it four times. But it was quite a while ago. I mean, we're looking at 63, 65, 78, and 62. They've not quite made it recently. From 2006, when they hosted it, they've had a third, a second, a fourth, a second and a fourth, and then a 12th and a 19th. So,
yeah,
you know, but like you say, they are recruiting a lot of those younger players. Now, funny you should mention Garner, because I forgot to bring up their interesting points to talk about. So just bear with me a minute and I will read it out to you. My mother told me there'd be days like this. Right, let's have a look. World Cup. I'm not going to be able to add it in, but I can certainly... that's if I did one. Here we go. It just got missed uploading it. Now, 90.com have got Ghana as 22nd out of the 32. The strength is that they will have revenge on their mind. The weakness, they've won just one of 10 games in 2022 so far. So good luck, they're saying. And of course, what they go on to say is the overall is Ghana versus Uruguay is on December the 2nd. Book that day off for all the continent. And I think,
yes, definitely.
I think if you are not from South America, you are going to be looking at that game and you are going to be a Ghanaian fan, aren't you?
I think so, yes. Because of basically what happened in the past between Uruguay and Ghana, yes, definitely.
Yeah. I mean, let's be honest with you. Luis Suarez is probably the only South American that makes Diego Maradona look like a saint.
You could, yeah, definitely, yeah.
And I know you used to have him and he's got a talent there. But coming on to Uruguay now. Oh, no, sorry. Finally. And I did upload this. Player to watch.
Yes.
Inaki Williams.
Very good player.
Elijah mentioned before, of course.
Very, very good player. He's been at Bilbao most of his career. And he is a goal scorer. Very, very quick as well. He could be one to watch for Ghana for sure. But there's so many that could be, you know, watched anyway. I mean, obviously Tyrick Lamptey, Hudson-Odoi, Eddie Nketiah. They've got a rare array of talent there. So I'm really looking forward to seeing what Ghana can do.
Yeah, I think we all are, and we do wish them luck, especially if they can knock out this side, Uruguay. Let's have a look what FIFA have to say about them. They rank them 13th in the world from South America. They actually qualified on March the 24th, which, just in case you want to know, is 5 days before my birthday, which is on March the 25th. Just thought I'd slip that in. They qualified by being in the top four. They've been at 14 of 22 World Cups. They've won it twice, but of course the last one was way back in 1950. Your thoughts on Uruguay, young Doug?
Well, the fact that you said that the last one they won was 1950. I mean, it was 20 years before that they actually won the first ever World Cup in 1930.
They did. But they hosted it then, so.
Yeah,
and then they refused to participate for the next two.
it's an interesting one with Uruguay, because some of the old guard, really, like Suarez, is probably coming to the end of his career. But there's like Cavani, he's probably coming to the end of his career as well. But they've got like young players coming through, like obviously. Well, obviously, I need to plug this one. Darwin Núñez, of course, Liverpool. He's definitely one to watch, but I'm not sure they've got the squad this time to do well. Mm. Not too sure about Uruguay this year.
No. I mean, if they're going to play Suarez, obviously that he will add bite to the squad. It was coming. It always was going to have to be coming, I'm afraid.
he'll add a bit of chomp to
he
the.
Will. He will.
I mean, you could actually say as well that he enjoyed a bit. He, I think he should be renamed Chewy Suarez instead of Louis.
Oh, you take as low as I get, you always take it down another level, don't you? But anyway, when Uruguay play Ghana, if he's playing, obviously that will be a game that he can get his teeth into. So anyway, the last time out, they actually got through to the quarterfinals. I don't remember them getting that far, but apparently they did. And of course, they got fourth place in South Africa in 2010. But yeah, it has been a long time since we've probably seen them. Now, this is what 90min.com say about the Uruguayans. They rate them 13th in the competition. Luis Suarez might scare the daylights out of Ghana. Is the strength, the weakness is 35. And Uruguay have won 6 and drawn 1 of their 7 games so far this year. No need to check who they are playing. I can assure you they were the very best opponents out there. Oh, that says a lot. That says a lot. And one to watch, Federico Valverde.
Yeah, very. I mean, Real Madrid have got a plethora of talent, but this guy, Federico Valverde, definitely one to watch at the World Cup, especially for obviously Uruguay. But yeah, fantastic player. Like as I said, just there, Real Madrid's got a plethora of talent. He's one of them. They've got Tchouaméni. They've got Camavinga as well, all battling for that midfield, and then you've got the old guard of obviously Luka Modric, Toni Kroos. And Casemiro. So, yeah, I'm really looking forward to seeing where he. Funnily enough, I know he plays obviously like midfield, but I believe for Uruguay, I believe he plays like attacking midfielder. So, right. Could be very interesting. Could be very interesting to see if he can get the assists out to obviously Suarez or Darwin Nunez or whoever plays up front for Uruguay. Yeah.
Well, we've got one to go, South Korea, and we'll go straight after this. Yeah, please, like I say, subscribe to Leicester Till I Die TV if you are new on YouTube. Smash those likes because it does help with the old algorithms for the channel. And also check out the Dugout Football channel, which my co-host here sat below me like we're on. Well, it's like being on University Challenge, isn't it? Anyways, I've one above the other. Yes, I've got bad wind, Doug, so be careful underneath me.
Oh. Yeah,
please subscribe. Please subscribe to Doug's channel as well. His link is in the description. Scott says here, should we replace a little wage with a little water? But I think he means wager on how soon it would be for Chiri Suarez to have a Dracula moment. But he also says, in seriousness, did these players for Ghana join the Ghanaian nationality before the African Cup of Nations or after?
After.
Right. Oh, definitely. There you go, then. That's answered your question, young Scott. And he's here. The man with three teams, Arsenal, Southampton and Bristol. Anthony, big up quiz. And Doug, can't believe Doug put in Bristol City 19th. I tell you what, I'm surprised.
It's just a prediction, Anthony.
High.
It's just a prediction, Anthony.
I mean, there's probably a few places under that you could have put them.
I could have really pissed them off, and I could have easily put them in the relegation zone, but I didn't. Oh,
please do. Anthony, I sent you a message as well with your Arsenal hat on. I've sent you a direct message as well. So we're on to South Korea, who I think are kind of making the numbers up here. The only time they've really done anything at the World Cup was when they hosted it. But let's have a look what they say about South Korea. They are ranked 29th in the FIFA rankings, obviously from Asia. They qualified on the 1st of February, again, on the 1st of February 2022, that is correct. It was this year they qualified, which is obviously nowhere near my birthday, which is the 29th of March, just in case you've forgotten. And they came top of Group A. And they've actually been at 11 of the 22 World Cups, which is a bit of a wow. But they obviously did well. I mean, they got fourth place in 2002. But it is one of those World Cup that you would question how they got so far. I mean, like I say, I'm really into conspiracy theories. And I love these little videos that are out about how corrupt the World Cup is. Like I say, you know, if you go back to Argentina in 78, they had all the evening games because it was cooler. You could say that that was done on purpose. But then England have had all the evening games here for the Euros for this season. So you don't know. But, you know, they did say that, obviously, South Korea were helped to get to fourth place, allegedly, shall we say. And obviously, you know, the TV rights make a big difference. But, you know, they've been since 66... They've not missed, since 86, I should say, they've not missed a World Cup. And they did qualify in 1954 as well.
Yeah. And obviously, I know you go back to obviously 2002, but you remember the South Korea Italy game? That, what was it? I can't remember his name, but he actually scored the winner for South Korea against Italy. And then the next day, he was actually sacked by his Italian club.
Yes. You've read my script again. Mention that, but yeah, I mean that's taking it a bit. Mind you, having said that, he probably would have got a lot of stick. They may have done him a favour.
Yeah. But I think obviously people would remember that they knocked out Germany the last round, the last World Cup as well.
Mm.
And if you remember that game as well, Manuel Neuer went up for a corner. South Korea had a breakaway and Son walked the ball into the net to make it 2-0 to South Korea.
Yes.
So, are they making up the numbers? Again, you can't really tell this group. This group is wide open.
It is. And Chris Welsh, good evening, Chris. How are you, sir? He says very underrated group.
Yeah, I would agree.
Do South Korea rely on Son like Portugal rely on Ronaldo? And if he doesn't turn up or has a bad game, does South Korea not play well?
Yeah, I think that's the... I mean, obviously, they've got the guy from Wolves, and name has just gone from me. Hee Chan-wan?
I don't know, to be honest with you.
Yeah, he's South Korean as well. So it'll be very, very intriguing to see how well South Korea can do. Because you know they did actually get through the group stage in the last World Cup with Mexico. So we'll see what they can do. But as I say, this group is wide open.
Well, let's have a look what old 90 Minutes say about South Korea. They rank them 19th, and I must remember to not put everything up so high on the slides, but they rate them 19th. Their strength is obviously Son, and the weaknesses is criticism from Son's father. And everybody desperately wants to see Son Wong-jung as a pundit for this tournament. I presume at some point then he has had a go at his son, I would imagine. No pun intended. Quite possible.
No pun intended, no.
Yes, no. I'm guessing that. But, of course, the one to watch is this guy. Tottenham, I think, you know, they're not lucky to have him. They bought him, they've developed him. But, you know, if Kane doesn't turn up, this guy does. You watch one, the other one scores.
He's just a wonderful footballer. I'm a big, big fan of his, and it just pains me to see him play for Tottenham. It really does. But I think he has definitely matured into a wonderful footballer. I remember him at Bayer Leverkusen, and people were talking about him when he was at Bayer Leverkusen. And, you know, going to Spurs, he took his game to another level last season. I think he was I think that was his sort of best scoring season and sort of best assist season as well. Mm. I was amazed he didn't get into the team of the year, which baffled me slightly because there was a certain Manchester United player that got into the team of the year, and his name is Bruno Fernandes. And I don't understand how, because they missed out Son. Ridiculous.
Yes. Well, yeah. You've got to wonder why it's always the same two every year as well, don't you? But you know who I mean. You know who I mean. So that is the four teams in Group H. And let's have a recap of what you said would happen in the other groups. Group A, I think you must have had a bit of the falling down water. You've gone for Senegal to top it, and Netherlands second with Ecuador and Qatar third and fourth. I'm still trying to get my head around that one. Group B, and this must have hurt because you put England top. Wales second, I'm not sure about that. USA third and Iran fourth. Certainly Iran fourth, definitely. Group C, Argentina and Mexico. I think we both said, you know, agreed on that one. Mexico just always seem to be the proverbial underachievers, don't they? They always sort of get through and then get knocked out.
Yeah, I would agree with that. And yeah. I've always had a soft spot for Mexico.
I have as well, yes. Even though they did, of course, try and frame Bobby Moore for a crime that he didn't commit, shall we say, before the 1970 World Cup. Group D, we went. Oh no, is this group? Yeah, this is Group D, isn't it? You went for Denmark over France again, which was a bit of a surprise. Tunisia and Australia just bringing up the rear. I do hope that is correct. I'd love to see Australia fail. What they're doing in the Eurovision Song Contest, I do not know. Group E. I mean, that's sad, isn't it? When you're at the other side of the world and to try and win something, you've got to take part in a European competition. They'll be in the next Euros. I tell you, mark my word. You heard it here first. Australia will be in the next Euros. Germany, Spain, Japan, Costa Rica. I probably have to say you're right with that one. And then you said Belgium, Canada, Morocco and Croatia. Now, that was a big surprise because Canada and Morocco above Croatia. They were in the last finals, weren't they?
Yeah. I don't know what I was thinking with that one, but I'll stand by it and we'll see what happens.
You haven't got any choice, mate. It's there in black and white. Yeah. We will remind you of that. And then obviously last week, Brazil, I think we all think Brazil will go through. Cameroon, sorry, you maybe put a fight up, but I think, you know, just you're not going to get very far. And Switzerland and Serbia, for me, either or, to be honest with you, but I can see where you've gone with that. So that was all the groups up until this one, Group G. Now, young Douglas, Group G. Who are we saying is going to win this group? Or who are they saying? Are you? Sorry, just to cover if these are all go tits up. Who are you picking to win Group H, Doug?
I think you have to put Portugal first. I think Portugal will finish first, yeah.
Right. Okay. Now then, this is where it gets interesting because I would agree with that. I've got to be honest with you. I think it is the last hurrah for Portugal, I think. But, they may have had that golden generation peak sort of thing. But who are you going to be putting in second? I have a feeling we might actually be disagreeing with this.
I am going to say Uruguay, just.
Wow, we don't disagree. We don't disagree at all. I would have said Uruguay, and that's no disrespect to Ghana, but I think again they've had their good years, and I think they're going through a little bit of a lull at the moment. But would you put them third, or would you put Korea third, or South Korea, I should say?
I'm going to put Korea third, Ghana fourth.
Wow. Wow. I would have gone the other way. I've got to be honest with you. I agree one and two, but I would have thought Ghana. It doesn't matter because they're both out. But I've just lost one subscriber with Elijah that was in earlier. So it's not me, Elijah. He, honestly, he's Scottish, you know. He's had a whiskey or two. Chris says, I do expect Portugal and Uruguay to go through, but who knows? Ghana and South Korea are no mugs. Yeah, I get that with Ghana. I just don't buy into the South Korea thing. I really don't. If, like I say, if Son isn't on form, this is going to happen. Brazil, says Anthony, and then Portugal and Ghana. James says Portugal and Uruguay to go through just. I think you are well. AFCB Fan TV, good evening. How are you? Hope you're well. Thank you for popping in. So those are how we've got the groups going. So let us have a look at the next round. And please, please, if I said, don't forget a couple of things. Please subscribe if you're new. Smash the likes if you're already a subscriber, and check out Doug's link in the description below on YouTube, and make sure you get over to his channel as well. You might need a translator, but put Google Translate on his shows and you'll be able to understand it. He hates me. He does. He hates me. Right, Doug. So this is how you've got the round of 16 looking. So you've got Senegal will play Wales.
Yep.
Argentina will play France. God, some big games here. England will play Netherlands. Denmark will play Mexico. Germany will play Canada. What the hell? Brazil, Uruguay. My God. Belgium, Spain. Portugal, Switzerland. Doug, do you realize what you've done? You've probably given us the best set of round of 16 matches that the World Cup has ever seen.
I did not plan that at all. Wow, I did not plan that at all.
We never sort of looked, apart from obviously England for obvious reasons, we never kind of looked how it would, you know, follow through and who would play who. But my God, you've got some juicy ties in there, haven't you?
I certainly do. Wow, I never thought that those games would come out, but there we go.
Right. Well, let's go through them and see, because what we're going to do, we're going to go all the way tonight, Doug.
Okay.
If you don't mind.
Yeah, of course. No,
don't
no problem.
Tell Rebecca. But, I'm being rude. I'm sorry. Anthony says, Doug does good content on All Football. Would love to come on his show one day. There you are. There you are, Doug.
Anthony, you'd be more than welcome to, my friend. More than welcome to.
Yeah. And I've got to be honest with you, he isn't 100%, you know, he doesn't like Arteta, but he doesn't go on and on and on about it. So you'd be all right. Let him have a two-minute moan, and then he's right for the rest of the show. So, right, Senegal versus Wales, match 49. Who's going to win that one? And remember, you know, these games are the games that you've put together.
I'm going to go Senegal. I think Wales are only going to make the round of 16, I'm afraid.
Wow. Okay. So you've got Senegal. Argentina, good luck with the rest of these, mate. Argentina, France, who do you think will go through from that?
Messi's last stand, Argentina.
Really knocking France out? Wow.
I think the holders will go out, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Now, be careful here. Uh-oh. England, Netherlands.
Do you know what? because like people have been like saying like how like bad like Southgate's been, I can actually see England beating Netherlands. So I'm going to say England. I can't believe I'm saying this, but I'm going England.
We love the Scots, I'll tell you. I know we've just had some very, very poor Nation League results. And, you know, it has led me to say, you know, what would I sooner watch? Would I sooner watch, you know, England women beat Spain or England men lose to Hungary? It would certainly be the women. But we also know that we've all just had, you know, a lot of preseason games being played.
Yeah.
And I kind of thought, well, maybe the Nations League were a bit like preseason games for the World Cup. And with a preseason game, you know, I've seen Leicester have a fantastic preseason, not lose a game, and then really struggle in the league. And the other side, that I've seen, you know, us have an awful, awful preseason, not win, not score, and then go on and really do well. So you just, you've got to sort of take these games with a pinch of salt, haven't you, really?
Yeah, definitely.
Chris says Argentina and Brazil will flop. Oh, now be careful, Doug. Anthony's showing a bit of man love here. Love you, Dougie. Oh, there you go. Love is in the air. Do, 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 do. I'm going to have to say this here, and I've just got to find it first, so do please bear with me. But I'm going to have to say this to you, Anthony.
Oh, behave. Yeah. Yeah, baby.
Yes. Calm down, Doug. Calm down. See how excited he gets. Scott says, see, I honestly think either England or Wales won't get out of the group and USA getting through. And AFC, England versus Sweden semi-final. It is. Nothing gets past you, does it, mate? You notice these things. But let's go on. So now he's sort of, you know, stopped hating himself for picking England. Denmark versus Mexico.
Oh. Oh, that's a hard. Oh, that's a hard one.
You picked it, mate. You picked it.
I have to say, I like both. I really like both, but I think I'm going to pick Mexico.
Wow. Okay. Technically the first away team that you have picked so far.
Yeah.
So far, you got Senegal to beat Wales, Argentina to beat France. That'd be a hell of a game. As indeed will England against the Netherlands. Denmark, you have actually gone for Mexico in that game. So, Germany against Canada. Surely there's only going to be... I mean, I'm surprised Canada are in there, to be honest with you, but there you go.
I think Canada are coming, are going to go home. So, yeah, Germany for me.
Yeah. You're trying to do your best Simon Cowell, aren't you, here? Like... it's cool. Well, you know, you've both performed well, and I don't want to see either of these teams go home, but I do have to pick one. Do I go with my heart and my head? If Simon Cowell knows about you, mate, he'll be well jealous. Another tough one for you. That was probably the easiest one for you to pick, I think, Germany, Canada.
Yeah, it was.
Brazil, Uruguay.
I'm going to say, I think Brazil will go through that one. Brazil.
Really? Right. Okay. So Brazil. And then the last ones, Belgium, Spain.
Oh, heck.
I know.
I don't see Belgium going further than the round of 16. So I'm going to go Spain.
Yes, Spain. And then the last one before we get onto the quarters, Portugal versus Switzerland.
I'm going to go Portugal.
Yeah, I think I would agree with you there. So let's just see some of the comments. Of course you picked England, says Anthony. I've been watching a programme that's been based on Bristol, Anthony. Got to say, I'm not too sure I like the look of it. Scott says Denmark for him. Anthony then goes on to list. He goes Denmark, Germany, Brazil. And Scott says Doug is trying to do a Brad with these choices, surely. And then Anthony goes Belgium. Scott says Germany. Anthony says Portugal. And Scott says Uruguay. And then Belgium. So a lot of disagreement in the chat there. But now it gets even more interesting. Oh, no, I hear you say. Oh, yes, I reply. Just when you thought it couldn't get any more exciting. Am I building this up enough? I'll tell you what we need. It's the quarterfinals we need. And we're going to pick who goes out through to the semis. Indeed. Oh, look like a drum roll. So you have got Senegal playing Argentina.
Oh, crikey.
Are you all right there?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Are you making some funny noises? I've got 999 on speed dial if you need me to, mate.
unfortunately, as much as I think that Senegal will have a good World Cup, I think Argentina will go through there. So I'm going to go Argentina.
Okay. And look who you've put together. Germany, Brazil. I mean...
7-1, you know. 7-1 repeat.
I was going to ask that. What do we reckon?
I'm going to say Brazil get revenge on Germany. I'm going to say Brazil.
Really? Wow. Okay. And then you've got England playing Mexico.
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 I think this is where you come to the end, unfortunately. I'm going to go Mexico.
You're not.
Yeah, I think Mexico will beat England.
You get shocked for that. I mean, to be fair, it's probably, apart from Senegal, it's probably the one I would have wanted to play out of who's through, but it's your choice. This is not Leicester Till I Die. If you've gone over and subscribed to Dugout TV, please go over and unsubscribe because you just picked Mexico to beat England. Oh, my God, Doug. Oh, my God.
Yeah, sorry.
I don't agree with that, actually. Had we been playing one of the others, I might have done, but I think we will beat Mexico, but we'll see. We'll see. And then Spain, Portugal.
Well, the Basque Derby, as they like to call it.
Yes. But you, honestly, seriously, you don't have to put one on. Just predict who's going to win it.
Yeah.
Hey. Sure. Don't get me wrong. I'm sure you look very nice in one, you know. But and if that's your thing, but hey.
Do you know I went out with a Spanish girl once. She only had one tooth there. Her name is Juanita.
Oh, my God. Apparently, though, apparently she managed a Spanish guy called Jose, and his brother was a fireman, Hose B. And you can't blame me for that. You opened the door for me on that one.
I did. Yeah.
Right, back to say serious stuff. You picked Mexico over England. Who is this?
I'm going to go for Spain in this one.
Right. Okay. So, let's see what everybody's been saying. I might actually go off after this and do my own version, just to see how we compare. But let's have a look. Bristol's lovely, apparently. Not on this show, it's not on the one I'm watching anyway. Argentina, Brazil, England, Spain, hate you, Dougie, Portugal. So, in the semis, you've got an Argentina, Brazil.
Oh, no.
And a Mexico, Spain.
Oh, no.
Oh.
Crikey.
Oh, dear. Oh. The viewing figures will be good anyway.
I'll tell you something. If that is the semi-final, oh, my days, we've got some game.
Yeah. I need an answer from you. Come on. Otherwise, we go to the public vote.
Argentina.
Argentina.
Oh, Argentina. Well.
They won't be crying for you, will they?
Hey.
Anthony says Portugal. Yeah, do that, Chris. Your own predictions. I think you're losing a lot of fans here, Doug. He then says he's gone for Brazil. Imagine if that was the semi-final. My God, what a game it would be, says James. It would indeed. This one, Mexico, Spain. Mexico making it all the way to the semis, further than they have ever been.
I know, but that's my fault.
It is.
I am going to go for Spain.
Spain. And then, of course, we have an Argentina-Spain final.
Messi's going to win it, Argentina.
Really? Okay. Yeah. So you have chosen Argentina. 21% of players also predicted Argentina. So not that popular. Brazil to win. Anthony says Argentina third, Mexico fourth. Oh, yeah, because they do have a third and fourth place playoff, don't they? But it doesn't give.
Yeah, they do. I don't know if that's on there, though.
Yeah. Apparently, 21% predicted Argentina, 18% predicted Brazil, and 13% who must have been drinking have predicted England. I will write those down afterwards, and I should do my own and compare and see how we do. In fact, I might do that as a show. What do you think? I might do that as a show tomorrow. And see where we go. Doug, you've done. The computer says no. I tried to download that saying, but I couldn't find it in the right format. So I've just got to say this to you, Doug. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
I want to find it.
I will look for you. I will find you. And I will kill you.
Oh, yes. For Mexico beating us, I am going to do that. I'm going to do that. Doug, sir, you are a gentleman.
Thank you.
You've got absolutely no idea about football, but you are a gentleman. No, I appreciate that. I appreciate the last 8 weeks that you have done this with me. Monday nights aren't going to be the same without you. What can I say?
I know. What are you going to do without me? It's been a pleasure, Chris.
If you want to, we could always do my predictions next Monday.
I don't mind at all. But it has been an absolute pleasure doing the World Cup previews with you. And I'm certainly looking forward to the World Cup in November. And obviously, if you want me on any games, then I will happily come on.
We will definitely be having you on. Just before you go, and stay on at the end, because I'll have a word with you about that show. But let me just get rid of everything and clear this up. Do please, he says, desperately trying to find out and press the right button. I need to have more hands than this. But then again, that means Germany would win the World Cup.
Hey.
Get it in at the end. Where can people find you, sir? Give a shout out to all your socials.
Yeah, my YouTube is the Dugout Football Channel, and the latest video is me predicting the championship, the most hardest league to ever predict.
I tuned in thinking it was going to be the Premier League, to be honest with you. When I saw it was the championship, I thought, "Oh, well, that's not easy."
Yeah, it's not easy at all. So I'm expecting to get 0 out of 24, but joking aside, it is a Dugout Football Channel on YouTube. Instagram, Douglas.Horn. Facebook is Douglas James Horn, and my Twitter handle is AaronNord_1992.
Brilliant, sir. Thank you very much, and we will see you next Monday.
Wednesday, in fact, for the...
I'll see you Wednesday, indeed.
I'll see you Wednesday.
Indeed, Rebecca's going to be having a go at me for hogging you. I will see you Wednesday for the second semi-final for the Ladies Euros, which is Germany versus France. For me, that's got Germany written all over it, having watched France the other night. But the big one, England, Spain tomorrow. Come on, England, we can do it. We can do it. And then we can smash the Germans. Anthony says, that was worse than predicting the World Cup, Doug. Well, he kept you up, Anthony. He kept you up. Doug, thank you very much. Speak to you after the show. Take care. And as always, appreciate you coming on.
My pleasure, Chris. Thank you.
Take care.
Cheers.
Cheers. Now, again, I've got to press the right button. I've got two mices here, which is what is confusing me. So I will speak to you in a second. Thanks, Doug, because I couldn't. Anthony was in, and I couldn't do what I normally do, which is leave me up with the two cutouts either side, because I always do that. As always, thanks to Doug. Please go and check his channel out. The details are below on YouTube. Thank you for watching this show, and if you've been listening on the podcast, thank you for lending me your ears, and thank you. If you have subscribed, thank you very much. If you have smash the likes, thank you very much as well. And if you haven't done either of those things, please do. I don't like to beg, but please do. I will see you tomorrow at 7:30 for England versus Sweden. Good night.
Thanks for watching Leicester Till I Die. This is Chris saying goodbye, and see you next time.
Watching these videos are tremendous. You better like the duo. I'll be back.
Cool. I'm out of here. Ooh, that's a wrap.
Some people are on the pitch. They think.
Sports Social Podcast Network.
It's the 90th minute. All your mates around. You've got your McNugget share boxes ready to go. Your mates already got booked for double dipping. And you steal the last nugget, snatching all 3 points. Perfect. Order McDelivery now on the McDonald's app. You in? At participating restaurants, 18 plus, serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Ever Googled your own name? Prepare for a shock because your personal info, including addresses and phone numbers, is out there. especially with the recent hacks at some big phone and healthcare companies. But here's where Aura steps in. Aura scans the dark web for your sensitive information and sends real-time alerts. Aura also actively requests that your information be removed from data broker sites, putting you back in control. Aura provides you with a complete online safety toolkit, credit and transaction monitoring, a secure password manager, a privacy-enhancing VPN, and more. Try Aura risk-free with a 14-day trial at aura.com/safety. That's aura.com/safety. Rest easy with Aura. Visit aura.com/safety today.
This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network.
TalkSport. Powered by fans.